Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, Southern Europe is sweltering under a fierce heat wave, with a warning that temperatures could hit record highs for the continent next week, raising fears about the impact on human health, crops and animals. It comes as a brutal heat wave is already gripping parts of the United States. Greece's Meteorological Service forecast temperatures peaking at 41 degrees Celsius in Athens by midday today. Well, for more on the situation in Greece, firstly, we're joined now by Irish journalist based in Greece, Damian McAnulagh, and you're very welcome, Damian, to the programme this evening. Can you talk us through, I suppose, firstly, what the temperatures are like there today?
Well, on my phone, the reading is 40 degrees. I live in Corinth, which is about an hour south of Athens. So 40 degrees seems to be in the bracket that most Greeks are experiencing the weather. I think there was a figure put out today that 9 million people out of a population of 11 are experiencing temperatures of over 39 degrees. So between 39 and a maximum of 43 degrees in the centre of the country. So it's really quite hot out here.
How are people coping, or what sort of measures have been put in place to try and deal with that?
Well, I think Greeks understand what warm weather means. So when the temperature does go when the mercury reaches this extent, they tend to stay inside. That's certainly what we do. We don't venture out, or we try not to venture out in the middle of the day. If people go swimming, they'll do it very early in the morning, or they'll do it in the evening, and they'll go out in the evenings to socialise, you know, after 9 or 10 o'clock in the evening. So you kind of learn to live with it, but it still is a huge strain on the population. Municipalities set up rooms with air conditioning for people who don't have air conditioning in their homes. They can go there and spend the warmest hours of the day in a kind of a cool environment. And certainly there's all sorts of advice out there. People are told to stay at home, to drink lots of liquids, to avoid heavy meals, to avoid alcohol. And if they do go out, then to always be suitably attired. So, you know, wearing cotton, always covering your heads and things like that.
They closed the Acropolis to tourists.
That's right. The Acropolis was closed today from noon until about 5 o'clock Greek time. A tourist did collapse this morning. There was a picture, the police put up a picture of somebody being carried off at 9 o'clock in the morning. So the temperatures must have been quite high even at that time. Now, of course, Greeks would never go to the Acropolis when it is this warm, but there have been huge queues outside the attraction. Due to the very high tourism numbers this year. I mean, people might only have a day in Athens. They really want to see this historical site when they're here. So they will tend to queue regardless of the heat. So I think the authorities really had to intervene then today and just say it's just not on. You can't really go up. It's far too warm, because whatever the heat is down below in the city of Athens, it's going to be much, much warmer up in the Acropolis where there's no shade. Mm. And, you know, I've been there and I've seen people going up without hats and sometimes without T-shirts and things like that. So the authorities it just closed it down today to make sure that they wouldn't be dealing with people fainting and that.
And there's a ban on deliveries also being made between 2 and 5 p.m. so drivers don't have to go outside.
That's right, yeah. Food and especially coffee delivery is a very common thing in Greece. So the government did impose a ban yesterday and today. So from between 2 o'clock and 6 o'clock, people couldn't order their iced coffees or their food from their local cafes. So, yeah, drivers say that it's a very, very difficult thing to do, to drive around on the back of a moped with a helmet on when the temperature is 40 degrees. And there was even some figures I saw today where the temperatures inside parked cars had reached 80 degrees. They were using thermal cameras to measure this. So you can imagine how it must feel then for somebody delivering coffee with a helmet on.
Just finally, Damien, and briefly, how long is this supposed to last, do you know?
We have been told that it's going to ease off by Sunday and taper off a little bit until Wednesday, but we're told that we're in for another heat wave come the end of next week and next weekend.
Damian McAnulagh in Greece, thank you very much for joining us. We're going to Italy now, and Italy correspondent with the London Times, Tom Kington. You're welcome, Tom, to the programme. The current heat wave, it's been named Cerberus by the Italian Meteorological Society after the three-headed monster that features in Dante's Inferno, and it's prompted pretty severe fears for people's health.
Yes, we've had tourists fainting here in Rome as they try and visit some of the sort of sun-baked sites like the Colosseum and the Forum. As your colleague in Greece was saying, you know, these tourists who are just here for the day, they don't want to sit around in an air-conditioned room if they've come all this way to visit the Colosseum. So, you know, these are the desperate bands of tourists out there in the midday sun, taking it on the chin. We've also had a fatality this week up in a town called Lodi near Milan, where a man aged 44 was out at about noon, temperature hit 40. He was a street sign worker. He was painting a zebra crossing, keeled over, collapsed, and later died in hospital. So fears are growing that there could be more fatalities as the heat goes on.
And there are expectations for even higher temperatures next week.
That's right. Things are sort of calmed down a little bit in Rome today, but we're expecting over 40 centigrade in Rome by about next Tuesday, 41, 42, and even higher down in the south, in the islands of Sardinia and Sicily, where they're talking about as high as 47. That's quite close to the all-time European record, which was set a couple of years ago in Sicily, which was 48.8 centigrade.
Just finally then, Tom, we heard about the Acropolis being closed in Greece. Are major tourist attractions being closed? Is there any other big changes to business as usual?
I haven't heard of monuments closing down. I work quite close to the Trevi Fountain here in Rome, and I was out there at lunchtime today. Business as usual, very sweaty tourists, police looking on, a little bit worried. What the town hall here is telling locals is to try and stay indoors between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., or just avoid going out in the sun and keep on drinking those fluids, eat fruit, avoid alcohol. That's the tip from the town hall here, because they say, you know, it might make you feel better in the short term, but it's going to be hurting you in the long term.
All right. Thank you very much for joining us with that update. That's Italy correspondent with the London Times, Tom Kington. Doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun, does it, going to Italy or Spain at the moment, or Italy or Greece, rather. And we're going to check out what Spain will be like as well. We're joined out by Michael Dunphy, Irishman, originally from Wexford, who's been living in Spain for the last 5 years. And the heat is very intense there as well at the moment, Michael.
Yeah, indeed. A very similar story to what the correspondent from Rome was saying. We don't quite have the same high levels of temperature as in Greece. We get a little bit of the in Barcelona. We're here in the Mediterranean, and we've the Pyrenees as well, which is just giving a slight element of relief. But very similar story. A lot of hot tourists walking around, looking at the tourist attractions, while the locals are keeping their head down till evening time.
There's big problems with water shortages, is that right? And how is that affecting everybody?
Yeah, it's very much, I guess, kicking the can down the road. We've just finished state elections here in Spain, and we've a general election in, I think, 2 weeks' time. So it's an issue that hasn't quite been grasped. But last summer was ferociously hot, and we had a particularly dry winter. I believe it was 28% less rain than the year before. So simply the reservoirs haven't filled, and they've even a couple of months ago drained one of the largest upper reservoirs to try and get the last little water out of it. They have to do a fish cull. But the expectation is, come September here in the Barcelona area, we're looking at water shortages. And because of the political possible changeover, I'm not seeing firm direction from government. There's small elements, like the sprinklers in around the towns have been turned off. So the little grass patches out in front of buildings and the likes, they've all turned brown. The showers at the beaches and the likes, they've been turned off. But I guess the statisticians are telling us we could be in for a bit of a shock and a bit of rationing come September unless something dramatic happens.
Okay, and just finally then, Michael, is this again the forecast or the expectation that this weather will continue, or there will be multiple heat waves over the rest of the summer?
Yeah, again, just looking at the phone, the weather app, it's just different levels of 30, and you know what the phone says. And then when you go into the city environment, you can add, you know, 10-15% onto that. And you know, there's certainly nobody's expecting any kind of major relief until maybe kind of end of September or so.
All right, Michael Dunphy in Spain, thank you very much for joining us. Incidentally, to our listeners, you can text us to 51551 if you've been to any of these European countries that we're talking about, with your own experiences as to what that is like, if you're there as a tourist and there on holidays. That's what the situation looks like in Europe. And as I said, the southern United States has also been affected by some of this extreme heat. We're joined now from Florida by hotelier and former Lord Mayor of Dublin, Royston Brady. Royston, you're welcome to the programme. As I say, you're based in Florida. Can you tell us, what are the temperatures there at the moment?
Yeah, very good evening to you, Sarah. Well, we're just passing midday now, and it's close to 100 degrees, which is probably the equivalent of 37, 38, which what would be at home. So we're coming off the back of one of the hottest days yesterday recorded in down in the Keys, which just tipped over 100. Now, when you take into account, they do a thing like the heat index over here where you combine the humidity and the actual heat, we're coming off 30 days of over 100 index, which is just incredible that it has. There's been no let up. It's relentless. Now, obviously, in Florida, you expect hot weather. It's one of the hottest states, probably the hottest state in America usually. But the it's just been relentless for the last 30 days. As I said, there's been no let up. And typically, this is our rainy season, but there hasn't been. There hasn't been a whole pile of that there, and when it does happen, there's a ferocious there that wasn't before. You know, it used to be spread out throughout the month, but when we see rain, it's an absolute downpour, a deluge of rain for maybe an hour at a time, and then it'll stop completely. So I'm living over here about 10 years, and the difference that I see in the last year, but particularly this year, is quite incredible to 10 years ago when we got here first.
And what about the normal day-to-day business? How are people operating, or is it just people putting their heads down and getting on with it?
Well, as I said, we're usually well set up for it. Summertime is the hottest part. We'd expect it to be very, very hot as we come into August. The hotels, but you do see issues, and I'm talking to some of my colleagues, hoteliers along the beach down in Miami. You know, you're seeing an awful lot of guests suffering from sunstroke and heatstroke. Obviously, they're here. A lot of time they come to Miami to party, and that's a difficulty. One of the previous contributors had mentioned alcohol, and obviously down around South Beach, that's a huge component. But it brings some really difficult challenges with dealing with some of the issues. And even talking to, we work closely with the local law enforcement when it comes to all of those issues. But they've seen an uptick in, you know, situations where people are being brought off to hospital. They've either drank too much or they're not hydrated with water enough. And that's become a real challenge for hotels to kind of manage that on a daily basis. But we're definitely seeing a shift in a pattern this month. It's throughout Florida. It doesn't make any difference whether you go from here across to Naples. It's consistent, really, really high temperatures on a daily basis.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us to talk us through the picture there. That is former Lord Mayor of Dublin, Royston Brady, also a hotelier living in Florida. Thank you, Royston. You can text us to 51551. It's interesting to compare that conversation and that picture that we've seen from across Europe and the States to our earlier conversation on climate change targets, isn't it? As I said, the text number 51551.